Sprich die Wahrheit.
Sprich die Wahrheit.
Sprich die Wahrheit.
Our show tonight is about telling the truth.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
It's about being honest.
Are you honest? Are you honest?
Are you honest?
Are you honest?
Guten Tag, ich heiße Lorena.
Guten Tag, ich heiße Anna.
Guten Tag, mein Name ist Nancy.
You are listening to Check It and Check It Out,
a radio show for kids.
All about the library.
The Elgin County Library.
We hope you enjoy the show.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Thanks to Lorena, Anna, and Nancy for helping with our intro this week, Honesty, telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I was at Port Burwell Public School a week or so ago, right up on the top floor with the big kids, and let me tell you, I had fun. There are many good reasons for telling the truth, and here are just a few.
Hi, my name is Mackenzie, and one reason to tell the truth is because if you lie now, nobody later in life is going to believe you.
Hi, my name is Peter, and it's important to tell the truth because if you lie, your friends won't like you anymore.
We say things that we don't really mean.
My name is Isaac, and it's wrong to tell a lie because once I was young, I lied that I was sick, and my mom let me stay home. Now, a few weeks ago, I told my mom that I faked it. And so, when I actually was sick, she didn't believe me and I had to go to school. So I had to stay at school all day being sick.
Hi, my name is Matthew, and it's important to tell the truth. Because if you tell a lie, then you'll have to tell another lie to cover up that lie, and another one, and another one, and another one. And soon, you won't have any other space to go, so you'll just have to tell the truth anyway, and you can get in deep trouble.
Well, if you tell lies all your life, you could end up like, people might not believe you when you do tell the truth, if you need really, really good help, but they might not believe you, so they might just walk away.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was Amari adding his thoughts on why it's important to tell the truth. Here's a story about a boy who got himself into a whole lot of trouble when he told a few lies. Are you ready for a story? Get comfy. Here goes. The Boy Who Cried Wolf, retold by B.G. Hennessy, illustrated by Boris Kulikov. There was once a shepherd. I am so bored, he thought. All day long, all I do is watch sheep. All the sheep do is eat. Not only that, all they say is, baa. Munch, 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 baa, answered the sheep. Nothing ever happens here. None of my friends come to play. I am the most bored boy in the world, thought the shepherd. Munch, munch, munch. Baa, answered the sheep. I wonder if sheep ever get bored, he thought. He decided to teach the sheep some tricks. He expected the sheep would be happy to learn something new, but none of them seemed interested. Munch, munch, munch. Baa, the sheep protested. What I need is a little excitement, said the shepherd. Well, what would be exciting? I know, he said. The shepherd boy jumped up from under his tree in the pasture and ran all the way into town yelling, Wolf! 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 There's a wolf after my sheep! All of the townsfolk came running as fast as they could to help the shepherd boy protect his sheep. They looked everywhere for the wolf. No wolf in the pasture, no wolf on the hill, no wolf in the forest. One of the shepherd's boy's friends stayed with him for the rest of the day to make sure the wolf was really gone. That was a fun afternoon, thought the shepherd boy. But the next day, munch, 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 baa. Life in the pasture was back to boring. Again. So the shepherd boy jumped up from under his tree in the pasture and ran into town, this time yelling, "Wolves! Wolves! Wolves! There are two wolves after my sheep!" And just like the day before, everyone came running lickety-split to help the shepherd boy protect his sheep. And just like the day before, they looked everywhere for the wolves. No wolves in the pasture, no wolves on the hill, no wolves in the forest. They must have run away, the shepherd explained. One of the boy's friends stayed with him for the rest of the day, this time to see if there really was a wolf. That was another fine afternoon, thought the shepherd boy after his friend left. The next day, just when the shepherd boy was beginning to get bored again, he heard lunch, 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 grrr, and lunch, 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 grrr, and lunch, 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 grrr. And there, by the edge of the pasture, were three big, hungry wolves. The sheep started running in all directions, and for the third time, the shepherd jumped up from under his tree in the pasture and ran into town, this time yelling, "Wolves! Wolves! Wolves! There are three wolves after my sheep!" But this time, no one came to help. This time, no one believed him. And the shepherd boy spent the rest of the day looking for his sheep all by himself. That's not a happy ending. Here's another story about a shepherd named Betsy. She's a very conscientious, hard-working shepherd, but she has a problem. Listen to this. On her 8th birthday, Betsy took the shepherd's oath. She was going to be the best shepherd in Bray Valley history, and any wolf who tried to eat her sheep had better watch out. That night, while Betsy slept in her bedroom above her mom's bakery, Zemo, the wolf, howled on Rosenrise Mountain. He was hungry. He was lonely. The sheep were always guarded, and he was the last wolf on the mountain. He needed a plan. He thought, He howled. He had it. A plan to trick the shepherd and the farmers. It wouldn't make him less lonely, but he'd get to eat the sheep. He howled merrily. Tra-lee, tra-loo. Early the next morning, Betsy packed her lunch pail with two helpings of Mom's pie. Then she led the sheep up Rosenrise. When they got there, she scanned the slope to her left. No wolves. She scanned to her right. No wolves. But a ewe was trying to jump into the soakin' wet river. Betsy drove her back and then scanned straight ahead. No wolves. All right. Hidden in a thicket halfway up the mountain, Zemo watched Betsy. She looked tough, but he'd fool her anyway. Betsy scanned to the left again. Zemo stepped out of the thicket. Was it a wolf? Betsy reviewed her wolf checklist. Long snout? Check. Bushy tail? Check. It was a wolf. Betsy blew her wolf whistle and cried, "Wolf!" Exactly as she'd been taught in shepherd school. every farmer in Bray pounded up to the pasture. Zemo slipped into his thicket and watched. Those farmers could scare an ordinary wolf, but not Zemo, not a hungry wolf with a plan. "Where's the wolf?" Farmer Woolsey shouted. Betsy pointed. "There!" But the wolf had vanished. Safe in his hiding place, Zemo chuckled, and his stomach rumbled. Farmer Woolsey scowled. "Are we going to lose the whole flock again, Betsy?" Long ago, Bray Valley had lost its sheep because of a mischievous shepherd. "Should we send you back to shepherd school?" he thundered. "No, sir. There was a wolf." Farmer Woolsey just shook his head and started back to his fields. All the farmers shook their heads and followed him. None of them believed Betsy. Zemo almost felt sorry for Betsy. It wasn't her fault she was up against a hungry, lonely wolf with a plan. Betsy went back to work. Scan right, no wolves. Scan left, no wolves. Scan straight ahead, no wolves. All right. Time for lunch. Betsy reached into her lunch pail. She'd protect the sheep no matter what. She'd show those farmers. Zemo waited. Let her eat in peace, he thought. He scratched a flea and then ate it. Some lunch for a wolf. Betsy finished her rhubarb pie. Scan right. That wolf again! Wolf! Zemo felt bad about tricking Betsy, so he howled. She had him now. She blew her whistle. She hollered, "Wolf! Wolf!" When she turned to look for the farmers, Zemo tiptoed away, feeling like a skunk. But he had to follow the plan. A wolf had to eat. Only half as many farmers came this time. Not one saw even a hair of a wolf. Farmer Woolsey took away Betsy's whistle and sent her back to shepherd school. "We're disappointed in you, Betsy. You've let us down," they said. If you want to find out how this story ends, go to the library near your house and ask for the book, Betsy Who Cried Wolf, by Gail Carson Levine. It's not what you expect from a book about a shepherd, a wolf, and a flock of sheep. So if you like surprises, borrow Betsy Who Cried Wolf. Is your funny bone itchy? Need a riddle? Here's a good one.
If a chicken says all chickens are liars, is the chicken telling the truth?
Chickens can't talk, silly.
Check It In, Check It Out is made possible through the generous support of the Elgin County Library
and the Mennonite Community Services of Aylmer, Ontario.
We also want to thank all the folks on Radio Debrig for making sure our voices get on the radio.
Thanks for listening and have a wonderful week.
And thank you to Anna, Lorena, Nancy, Matthew, Peter, Omari, Isaac, Mackenzie, and Reuben. Hey, I almost forgot Reuben. One last thought about telling the truth.
My name is Reuben, and I think it is important to always tell the truth, and the reasons are very complicated. Sometimes it's hard to tell the truth, like walking up to a bully and saying, "You are a bully." That's hard.
Thank you, Reuben, and thanks to Port Burwell Public School for all their help in putting this show together. Join us here at 105.9 FM Radio Debrig next week on Monday or Wednesday at 5 and find out what's going on at the Elgin County Public Library. I'm Julie Berry. Thanks for listening.
Good day and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio program for Kenya by the Elgin County Library. I hope you have this program geglecht. Axe and Mary Ham and Axe Schof by the Elmer Library. We have a library in Straffordville, Springfield, and Port Burwell, and you can crack day what you want for. They sind alle new up. The open stunden sind on the library daring to sein. You can a phone, nen dot phone number as 519-631-1560, extension 109, wann you noch mehr information fehlt. Bitte kump nan and seid wat vi han in unser libraries zum Junt and Juna Familia, Matt Halton.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary.
picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the line, shh.